Thank you. Thanks. It's great to be with you. Wow, I sang so loud, I've gotten a little froggy. Great to be worshiping with you. Great to be here and be a part of the conversation today. I have known Andy for a pretty good while now. This is my claim to fame, that he was in the provisional group, the residence and ministry group that I worked with several years ago in his whole process of ordination. And he introduced me to AO8, if you know what that is. They don't know what that is.
No
okay, well, ask him about it. He'll tell you about it. Gosh, this is a real privilege, not only to have the opportunity to preach here as a part of this church, which is our newest church in the Roswell District. Not only that, but also that Andy presented me with a particular challenge. He said, I'm going to be preaching this four-week series, and I want you to preach the first part of the series. And I'm going, well, you have no idea what I'm going to say. And he goes, well, I'll work the series around you. So I get to set the tone for the next 4 weeks. Isn't that awesome? That's something. But we are going to talk about Joshua, and we're going to talk about some things in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. That's a fairly long chapter to read. I know that they have the scripture queued up. I think I'm going to begin reading this scripture with the sixth verse. If you put it there, we'll follow along and read that. Hear the word of the Lord. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate it on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May God add his blessing to the reading of his most holy word. So, have you ever, can you recall, time in your life where you had an encounter with God? A time in your life when you experienced the power and presence of God. As I think back over my life and think about various circumstances, I think about worship services. I think of one in particular where the Holy Spirit just moved in that service. And it was in a church that had been in decline for some time, and I'll never forget this. A man who had grown up in that church and was 60 came into my office the next day and said, I've never seen that in this church. What happened? Can you recall a time when you experienced the power and presence of God? Maybe it was on a retreat. I remember a men's retreat a few years back. And I remember the music. I remember for an hour and a half, we were caught up in heaven. And if you ask any of the men that were on that retreat that week, they'll tell you that. Can you recall a time when you experienced the power and presence of God? Maybe it was in prayer. Maybe it was with some great accomplishment in life. Maybe it was at a graveside. Maybe it was at a birth. I remember a number of years back, and I was involved in a church, and we were building a sanctuary. And what we did is we actually renovated the sanctuary. But for a year and a half, we could not worship in the sanctuary that had been the sanctuary for that church for 40 years. And after a year and a half, I'll never forget the Sunday we went back. It was as if God's cloud filled that room. And we could hardly worship for the weeping. Can you remember? And if you can, do you remember who was with you? Now, the reason I say that is because I learned something this week, something I'd not known. I was reading about Joshua. I was studying about Joshua, trying to get a sense of what Joshua was facing. Because let's be honest here. Joshua, Moses had been the leader of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. And Moses died on the eastern shore of the Jordan and was not allowed to go into the promised land. And Joshua was going to be taking over. He was the new leader. You know there were questions in people's minds. You know they had to be concerned. Now, a little bit of background on Joshua as to why he was chosen as the leader by God. By God, God chose him. A little background. Joshua was the one, well, everybody, when you hear Joshua, you think Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. We hadn't gotten there yet. Okay, that's in the promised land. But Joshua did fight the battle against the Amalekites. Now, that name doesn't mean anything to you, but this might. That during that battle, Moses was instructed by God to hold up his staff. And as long as he held up his staff, the people of Israel prevailed. But then Moses got tired, and his staff began to drop. And as it did, as the staff dropped, the Amalekites began winning the battle until Aaron and Hur came alongside of Moses and held up his arm. Joshua was the commander of that army. Joshua was one of the 12 spies that went into Israel very early on in the Exodus and went in to explore the land, and they came back, and 10 of the spies said, "There are giants there, we can't go." But Joshua and Caleb said, "There are giants there, but God will prevail." But this is what I didn't know. We know that Moses went up on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. We know that, right? Nod your heads. We know that. And he received the law. We know he was there for 40 days. We know that the cloud covered the mountaintop. We know all that. But did you know that Moses was not alone? Did you know that Joshua was there? He heard the voice of God. He saw the glory of God. He experienced that which Moses experienced. And that put him in a place of being called by God to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Joshua had experienced the power and presence of God. And he knew, the Israelites might not have known, but he knew that God would prevail no matter what. But as he was calling Joshua to this task, he gave him words that just as easily apply to us in our modern day. And these are the words: be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Say that. Be strong and courageous. Now why? Well, he says, because you will lead the people to inherit the land which I have promised them. Now, there's a supposition behind that, and that is that you believe in the promises of God. If you have experienced the power and presence of God, you believe the promises of God. But do you believe the promises of God? Do you believe, do you truly, truly believe that if we confess our sins, He is faithful, just, and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all righteousness? Do you believe that? Do you truly, truly believe that Jesus will give you a peace that passes all understanding, even in the face of evil like we saw in Las Vegas this week? Do you truly believe that? Do you truly, truly believe when Jesus says, we sang it, I am the resurrection and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Do you believe that Jesus is that resurrection and that life, and it is faith in Him that leads us into new life? Do you believe that? Into a resurrected life? Do you believe that? Do you believe the promises? Do you believe the promise of Jeremiah? This one's great. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Do you believe the promises of God? Joshua knew the truth of the promises of God. He knew them because he has experienced the power and the presence of God. He had seen God at work, and he knew God to be true. Do you? Have you? Be strong and courageous. Why? Because you're going to lead the people into the land. But then he goes further than that, and he says, because I will be with you wherever you go. That's a powerful statement. As Israel is about to cross into Jordan, they knew not what they were going to face. They didn't know what was in front of them, but God said, I will be with you wherever you go. I was thinking about this church, and I was thinking about some of the battles you've already fought. 5 years. 5 years this church has worked and grown and reached and been in mission, and you fought a lot of battles. I mean, you fight battles every week. You have to set everything up every week. There's a crew of you who come over here every Sunday to fight that battle and to get it set up, even in the rain and the cold. You fight battles. You've fought a bunch of them already. You have fought the battle of being a church that is not just a church that looks inward, but a church that looks outward. You fight the battles. And you have seen victories. Last year, you began a capital campaign, and you pledged $500,000. That's amazing. You've seen victories. You're witnessing a church being born and coming to life. It's here. Now, as you work toward establishing a place, what is it important for you to know? That God is with you. God is with you. God is with you wherever you go. I think about the last few weeks, and I think about all the craziness we've been seeing in the world. I think about Vegas. I think about the hurricanes. I think about devastation in Puerto Rico and destruction and floods in Houston and whatever transpired. And I think about all the craziness that we see and have seen. And here's what I want to say. God is with you. God is with us. God is with us. Any of y'all familiar? This is a younger crowd, Andy, so they may not know this as well. Are y'all familiar with the little poem called Footprints? You know that poem? I didn't bring it with me to read. I'm not going to read it. But you know the poem, the way it goes is it's about this man that goes to heaven, and Jesus reveals the footprints. And he looks at them, and first there's two footprints going side by side, and then there's the footprints that are where one set of footprints, and the person is asking Jesus, saying, I don't understand this. First, you're side by side, but then there's only one set of footprints. And what Jesus says to him is, he says, the reason was I was walking beside you, but then when you started having difficulty, I carried you. Y'all remember that? There's another version that you may not know. And it started out with the two sets of footprints, and then the one set of footprints, and then this whole jumble of footprints. You ever heard this one? The two sets when I'm walking beside you, the one set when I'm carrying you, but the whole jumble of footprints. Jesus looked at the man and said, ah, that was when we danced. I sometimes like to imagine Jesus coming to us in whatever life circumstance we're facing and just simply holding out his hand and saying, may I have this dance? May I have this dance as you deal with grief and move to the understanding of resurrection? May I have this dance as you deal with difficulty and know that you are never alone, that I know I will never leave nor forsake you. Will you have this? May I have this dance as we celebrate the wonder of God being born anew in a person who receives Christ as Savior? May I have this dance? For you see, the promise is, I will be with you wherever you go. I will not leave or forsake you at all. And when you know that, when you know that in the depth of your heart and of your soul, then you have the faith to go forward. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because I'm with you, and I will never leave you. But then he tells us a how. He tells us how in this scripture, how we are to be strong and courageous. And the way he tells us how is, he says, to be obedient. He says, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Now, there's a piece in this scripture that I just love. I love this. And it's later on in the chapter. And Joshua, a little bit of history, as the people of Israel were making their way toward the promised land, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh on the eastern portion of the Jordan said, we really like this land. Can we just stay here? And Moses said, yeah, you can have this land, but you got to promise to go with the rest of the Israelite forces and go into Israel and claim the land over there. So the warriors had to go and to help claim the land, okay? But they're going to stay there, but they're going to help claim it. And this is what I love, because Joshua goes to them and reminds them of this, and here was their response. He says, they say, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. No hesitation. Whatever you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. And I love that. Let me tell you why. Because when I was 17, and I accepted a call to ministry, I knelt beside my bed and I prayed this prayer. Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do for the rest of my life. Not knowing that that was what those other folks had said. When we experience the power and the presence of God in such a deep way, that is our response. We'll do anything. We'll go anywhere. Because we know that God is with us. Now, I was thinking about this particular message. I decided that there is something that you need to know about me. I am not a fan of God or Jesus Christ. Now, I am a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs. Andy is a fan of the Tennessee Volunteers. We still love each other. Let me talk with you about what a fan is. A fan watches the game. A fan is happy when the team is doing well and is not so happy when they're not doing well. A fan sits on the sidelines. I'm not a fan of God or Jesus Christ. Let me draw the contrast. There are people that play for the Georgia Bulldogs. There are players. Those players, they work hard. They practice. They sacrifice. They keep themselves physically fit. They work out with weights. They run distances. They prepare themselves mentally and physically. And then they go play the game, and they play the game not for personal glory, but so that the team might win. That's a player. And this is what I claim to be. I'm a player for God and Jesus Christ. I want my entire life to be dedicated to bringing people to understand the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. I want my entire life to be dedicated to helping folks connect with Christ in such a way that they are transformed by His power and by His presence. I dedicate my life to that. I train for that. I practice that. Andy's a player. I suspect that there are a lot of players in this room. But the world sort of makes us think that we're fans. Joshua looked at the people of Israel and said, "Folks, no fans here. We got to be players. We're putting our lives on the line to go claim what God has given us. And God has said He's going to be with us. And God has said, it's yours. Just go claim it. Wherever your feet step, that's going to be yours." I love the fact that Andy chose to use this image for the sermon series, because it's a white flag. What does a white flag represent? Surrender. You see, if we're going to be players, if we're going to be players, we have to surrender our will, our seeking for glory. We surrender it all to Christ, to God. We surrender. So where are you today? Where are you? Are you a fan? Are you a player? Are you on the practice squad? Where are you today? Have you asked Christ into your life, into your heart? Have you surrendered yourself so that He might be the Lord of your life and govern your life? Where are you today? The word of the Lord for us today is be strong and courageous. Believe in His promises. Know that He is with you. And be obedient to His word. And as you do, you become players. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank You for Your incredible grace I thank you for your love. I thank you for the salvation that you offer to me and to all people. I thank you, Lord, for your promises. And that great promise that you will be with us always, even until the end of the age. Lord, I pray for this church as the fountain moves forward in their goal of claiming the land that you have already intended for them. I pray that each and every person here might experience your power and your presence way down deep in their heart and into their bones. That they might walk with faith and walk with hope. And walk as people who praise you and glorify you with their lives. May we surrender ourselves to you. I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.